This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for April 4th. I'm Paul Plack. Another Southwest Airlines Boeing 737 has suffered rapid decompression at 34,000 feet over Arizona. Gulfstream confirms that two test pilots and two flight test engineers are dead after an accident involving a G650 test aircraft Saturday morning in Roswell, New Mexico. The U.S. House passed FAA reauthorization Friday morning, but the bill contains differences from the Senate's version, some of which have drawn a veto promise from President Obama. A new course titled Flying the Cessna Skycatcher is now available from King Schools. John and Martha King demonstrate all the basic maneuvers in 3 hours of video. American Legend Aircraft Company has introduced the Super Legend, which will use the lightweight Lycoming 233 series LSA engine and carbon fiber parts to achieve an empty weight of 845 pounds. Concord Battery Corporation has released a new parasitic load tester to measure the drain on aircraft batteries caused by clocks, radios, and onboard computers when the master switch is off. Duncan Aviation has a new interior program, which guarantees in writing a 14-day installation turnaround of new interior soft goods, including the total strip and refinish of cabinets for the Learjet 45. The Florida State Legislature is considering extending a tax exemption to aircraft parts and maintenance on aircraft as small as 2,000 pounds, down from the current threshold of 15,000. And the Aerospace Industries Association says its members are ready to continue progress in saving fuel and lowering CO2 emissions, but that next-gen ATC will be an important part of that process. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves tells me why he doesn't think dual instruction hours taken with a sport pilot CFI should count later on toward a private certificate. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.